labels and packages and words, which of course lead on to the importance of words and the significance of words and so on, and indirectly to our ace psychic baker, of course, who met an angel, gave up a top management position with a national high street chain of bakeries, and has since concentrated on helping others to develop their own psychic and spiritual powers. And Dave, you'll be delighted to know that she's actually going to be present at your old university, Stirling, in the not-too-distant future as well. Isn't that right, Anne Smith?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Delighted to welcome you to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Now, Anne, it's fair to say that we've had a couple of wry comments that have been made and eyebrows raised when we mentioned we were featuring a psychic baker on the show today. So share with us and explain how this has actually manifested. I'm particularly interested in the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto's book, Messages from Water, particularly in light of, obviously, the current challenging global situation. Explain what we're doing and how the angel and wish cakes and the Reiki-infused cakes and so on actually just help our whole system and make for a better world.
Well, the whole idea of the wish cakes came about with the idea of everything has energy, and if you put in loving energy to something, you can actually see the difference in the cellular structure. So with the law of attraction and with Reiki, which helps to your body to receive things much better, I came up with the idea of wish cakes. And the other reason behind it was because I also worked at Greg's and was part of the product development team. But with the wish cakes, it's all natural ingredients, are all organic, everything is Reiki'd, and everything is set with a particular intention to help people lift their vibration.
A number of things that you mentioned there, which I just want to sort of reflect on, etc. Not only because people might be saying, what, etc. I know in the second part of the program we're featuring Lynn McNichol, who's based up her entire excellent PR agency on the law of attraction and so on. Is it, put simply, that notion that if you put out positivity, you get positivity back? If you start looking at things from a completely negative, nihilistic viewpoint, then that's what you'll get, negativity and nihilism.
Yes, definitely. I believe we all create our own physical reality.
Okay.
And if we all believe that we are the creators, then we'll start to take responsibility for who and what we are and what we're creating around us.
The journey from, as we mentioned, National High Street chain of bakeries, so we're happy to work through that, where I can imagine there's a fairly hard-bitten view on life, because there is that notion of, well, it's business, we've got to produce those stotty cakes, we've got to get those out there, we've got to work through that whole setup. Did you find that people actually took a line and say, Anne's lost her marbles here? What's going on?
Yes, well, I think a few people did think I'd lost my marbles, because working there over the years and beginning to change, becoming more spiritual, I was finding more and more that I couldn't actually do my management role, which was sometimes to go in and cut hours and things, or trying to make things more economical. So definitely, yes, I think they thought I'd lost my marbles.
It's interesting that we've also had comments since folk realised that you're going to be featured on the show today. People said that they've even experienced going into restaurants where there's been a kind of clearly aggressive notion and they haven't been able to eat there. So it's been, you know, that kind of, you can cut the atmosphere of life. Dave, you're a fairly sensitive soul. What are your views on this? Any questions for Anne?
Well, hi, Anne. I suppose I'm much more of a sort of sort of science-y sort of guy, and I find it very difficult to know what I think about people who are much more spiritual than I. But I do have loads of friends and colleagues who are clearly more spiritual, so I tend to go with that notion of there being more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in my philosophy, and let it lie at that, I think. So I just sort of say, well, you know, as I think Google used to have as their message, just do no harm is what I sort of think about the world, really.
Yeah, well, I understand that as well. And I'm a very practical person myself and always live in a practical world. But once I have read books and they can actually prove that through water cells, giving one love and giving one sort of hatred, and seeing the difference in the cells and seeing where they started and actually seeing the change in those cells, for me, that changed the way of how you should treat food. If you treat it with love and respect and put loving thoughts into it, then you're going to get something in which is much more enjoyable and your body will accept much more and much easily for it to digest. than going into somewhere where the chef may be aggressive and angry and all that has gone into the food. So for me, it's all about working with food and love and putting that out there, as well as with the law of attraction.
Well, I think certainly at least one member of the royal family is on your side, isn't he? So, you know.
I'm just interested, Dan, as we're having that little discourse, that the university chaplain, Les Acklam, just sort of had a peek into the studio and saw, oh, it's Dave Kenyon sitting there. Marvellous. Great stuff there. Rebecca, you've just taken up a job with an establishment that serves food and works through that point
indeed
of view. And, you know, there is that cliche about, oh, customer so-and-so will work through that. What are your thoughts on this one?
I agree with what you're saying about, like, when you're making cakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, personally, I quite like baking, like, recreationally, making rock cakes in particular. But
baking, painting, she's just the complete antithesis of your average sort of crazy level one student.
Exactly,
really.
I really am. Yeah, so I agree with what you say on that. I think if you're in a bad mood, then it does come out in the in the cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually they don't rise if I'm angry, so
it's that negativity that comes through. Masaru Emoto's book, Messages from Water, we mentioned that this was coming through, and again, this whole notion, it's been suggested by various science fiction writers that effectively the next future development after quantum computing has actually had its day, etc., will actually realise that the ultimate storage mechanism for data and information, etc., it's not just memory sticks, it's actually water, you know, and that's the way in which they carry on the resonance with the hydrogen atoms vibrating and the oxygen and hydrogen packages working together. As we said, we have a global situation where people might well say quite, with a tongue-in-cheek, messages from water, what the heck's going on with the world from that point of view? Is this just the planet realigning itself? Is this something that we should be concerned about? Well, we just heard from Keith Tainton in Japan this morning that they're concerned about whether the wind's going to change, and that could have devastating effects, even more devastating effects than is currently the case over in Japan. What's your own view on this one, Anne?
Well, my own view on it is that our planet is a living organism. Mother Earth is living and breathing, and man is constantly ripping her apart by drilling for the oil and taking that oil which she needs to blend. And I think as a society we've grown too greedy and taken too much out of the Earth, and the Earth will have to react in some way. And my view on it is that we have to start only taking what we need from Mother Earth and stop abusing her and start treating her with more respect, stop putting chemicals and things into her as well, and really beginning to look after our planet for the future of our great-grandchildren, etc. Because at this time, I feel the Earth is reacting in certain ways, because, and particularly with Japan being one of the richest countries in the world, it's always looking at ways to improve that. And I feel, I know that there's quite a high earthquake rate in that part of the world as well.
Dave?
Well, I sort of understand that as being something to do with tectonic plates rather than the capitalist system that Japan has taken to so avidly. Not that I'm a big fan of the capitalist system myself, you understand.
Yeah.
So, as I say, my sort of whole framework for understanding the world is quite different to Mr. Imamoto's.
Yeah.
I suppose, if I'm honest, I'm somewhat bemused, if the truth be told.
Well, if you look at it in a logical way, a scientific way, you can't keep taking from a planet and taking from the core of that planet without creating some sort of shift.
In comparison to the tectonic plates, I'm not sure, you know, how that would add up.
Well, I'm not a scientist, but I do know about Mother Earth, and I can sense energies of the Earth, and really, I think everyone who's on this type of path is saying we have to look after more, we have to recycle, we have to take less from it, because there will only be so much at the end of the day that it can give.
And is there a website that people can actually sort of find out more details about the excellent work that you're doing and so on?
Yes, there is. They can go on and look on. It's www.angelanne.co.uk.
Excellent. And I have to ask the question, the opening line that came through from the press release, after meeting an angel.
Yeah.
I thought we kind of met angels all the time, we just didn't realise there were angels at that particular moment. But did you what was the experience from that point of view? Was it just a case of, you know, you had this experience one day at the management meeting and you said, right, it's time to actually leave the company and move on to this?
I wasn't actually at a management meeting, I was in a meditation.
Ah.
And this angel came forward and I saw him objectively rather than subjectively, and it just changed my whole output in life. And that made me decide to leave the corporate world and try and lift the vibration and the energy of all those around us and myself.
Any other questions, Rebecca?
I'm not sure, really. It's a heavy subject for this early in the morning.
Particularly ahead of our own head chef, Aaron Craig, of course, who trained with Heston Blumenthal. He says that waves of positive
energy. I love
energy.
Heston. Well, he's amazing.
It keeps the whole thing going. And quickly, Anne, in terms of where people can actually find you, we mentioned Stirling, etc. What's the sort of location for the next few days for your good self? Where will you be found?
I'm at Turnanog this weekend, and that's in Drummond. And I also work in Glasgow quite regularly.
There you are. Excellent stuff. I mean, Scotland, clearly. I mean, last week we had the two Donalds on, clearly leading the way in this particular area, which is quite fascinating. Great stuff. It's, as you said, opens a whole range of possible debate and discussion and lines with respect to that. Suffice it to say that, as we often said, we talk about New Age. Maybe it's just remembering times past and various other bits and pieces. Rebecca, last two questions. Actually, I'll throw in a third one, Anne. Did you get any psychic vibrations about the Midweek Drive Morning Edition? Did you think, oh, I don't know what to do with respect to this? What's the sort of vibe been from yourself, really?
For what, sorry?
What's the vibe been for yourself about this radio station and radio service? I mean, clearly we're sending out waves into the psyche, etc., and mm-hmm. all sorts of other bits and pieces. What kind of lines are you getting from the other end of the telephone?
I feel that you're certainly working on very positive communications, and I feel that is also helping to lift the vibration, and you're making people think, which is a good thing. You're bringing on all the different aspects of how people go about their life, so it's very positive.
Well, I like to feel that my seminars are on the same way. What say you, Rebecca?
Yes,
think.
Definitely. They were certainly entertaining seminars.
There you go. So the last two questions for Anne Smith are...
Have you had an enjoyable chat with us this morning?
I've had a lovely chat with you this morning. Thank you all very much.
Excellent. And will you be joining us again sometime in the near future?
I'm sure I will be.
Brilliant.
And she knows that because she's psychic.
She knows.
See where we're going here,
she's the lady who
genius.
Knows.